It's Roz FM Mid-Mornings. Today we are talking about falling pregnant again while pregnant. Have you ever heard of such a case? Have you ever seen such a case? I actually just saw a comment on our social media platforms now, Doc, where somebody said, life has never been the same after we vaccinated.
Indeed.
I just thought, wow, that is so real. It truly has never been the same. Doc, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you for having me. An interesting topic, eh?
Very interesting. I mean, is that something that's very common that happens, falling pregnant again while you are pregnant?
It is very rare. It's actually less than 10 cases recorded worldwide of superfetation. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
It's when you are pregnant while you are pregnant. What happens? Let me just say it out. What happens is that when your embryo is already fertilized in your uterus, let's say you're already 2 weeks pregnant, then by chance, then another embryo gets fertilized, which is very rare to happen. Very rare, meaning that between the two of us, we might even die without seeing such a case.
Yeah.
But when it happens, that's the theory behind it. That means when I fall pregnant, because remember when fertilization starts taking place, the hormones that stops next fertilization to take place, now the hormones that are released are to take care of the fertilized ovum, not to catch another fertility process to begin. So that's why it's very rare to even explain.
So this is something that would happen in early pregnancy.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it cannot happen if you are heavily pregnant, say a month or two away from giving birth.
No.
And then you guys do the deed and you're pregnant again. No, mysteriously.
No, not at all. Your body in itself already, it also, as I said, releases certain hormones that prevents pregnancy. From your cervix in itself, your cervix has a plug that once you're pregnant, even if there's sperms that needs to pass through, they can't pass through because of the cervical plug that is there during pregnancy.
Right.
And also the lining of the uterus already, it will be containing a fetus already, or if it's multiple pregnancies, it'll be containing fetuses, then it'll be difficult for another pregnancy or for a woman to even release another fertile ovum to be fertilized during pregnancy. That is why it's very rare.
And I stand to be corrected, but this can happen with different fathers, I would say.
Definitely, yes. If it happens, it can be explained. If it's a different sperm cells, then the first twin, because when you give birth to these babies, they will be few weeks apart. That means one baby will be older than the other, and then it will be baby daddy one, baby daddy number two. So it will be twins, but obviously one twin will be older than the other.
How do you explain something like that? Oh my goodness, it's hectic. But I mean, then also, if you're saying a baby number one is a bit older than the other, are they then born at the same time?
Yes, they will be born at the same time, because now you have labor pains, and obviously they won't stop the other baby from wanting to come. Yeah, but obviously one would be might be premature, but most likely, as I said, it happens in weeks. It cannot happen in the second trimester.
Yes, no, of course.
So the babies will be a few weeks apart, so the difference might be slightly the sizes of the baby, the weight of the baby, but it will be around the same period.
I mean, then what would we say is the difference between it's superfetation, right, and having twins?
The difference is the conceiving part, how your babies were conceived. Twins, it's like two embryos that
at the same time.
But this one, it's different times, and the age groups are not the same. Twins, it should be same age, even if the weight is not the same, but same age, same time of fertilization. And this one, it's different stages of fertilization. That is what makes it different. But in terms of delivery, giving birth, and how we will call it, we'll now normalize that as this is twin pregnancy.
Yeah.
But how to explain it? Maybe there is a multiple number of twin pregnancies that are not recorded, that are from superfetation. It's just that not recorded. As I said, it's only less than 10 cases worldwide. And if such a case is there, it's definitely reported.
Yeah. Now, I think it's a bit hectic. Then, are there any... health risks for mother and babies?
I'd say the same health risk of a lady with a twin pregnancy would be the same here.
Yeah.
And then it'll be obviously one has to look into complications that comes with twin delivery, mm-hmm. and twin pregnancy, because twin pregnancy would never the same as a person with a single fetus. So, but because of the conception, there isn't much, unless one would say, doc, besides superfetation, are there other pregnancies that are okay outside of the uterus, or that don't follow the normal pattern of fertilization?
Yeah.
It's like your ectopic pregnancy.
Okay.
But then that is outside of the uterus. That's other subdivisions. But that pregnancy we do not allow to proceed, because that baby would not even be getting the right hormones and nutrients in the right place in the uterus. So those are the things that one would think of if there's other conditions similar
of course,
to this
yeah.
one. But that is more of an anomaly then. Yeah.
Sure. Do we have any cases in South Africa? I don't think so.
I read much on this case, but no, I didn't get much in our country that are
right?
reported. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it would land in so many newspapers,
especially
social media.
It would be two different baby days.
Yeah. I think that one for me is just, I mean, how do you explain that? I mean, also at the same time, what if I had broken up with the father of my child, the first child, baby number one, before I even knew I was pregnant, right? And then I get somebody else, kabang happens, and then now I'm pregnant again with baby number two.
It will really require a man that understands a lot,
yeah.
A man that would read on this. But as I said, the unfortunate part is that such conditions are rare, and when something is rare, it becomes not even a myth, it becomes something that is it's stigmatized.
Yeah.
Most often cases, it's even hard for people to even believe such things exist.
Mm-hmm.
So even women who are even trying in vitro, maybe they might be afraid that what if I've just had my in vitro. This is outside of artificial assisted technology.
Yeah.
These are cases that happen by chance,
mm-hmm.
not because now it'd be like, maybe if I have my in vitro and then I do the deed, it will be the in vitro and the baby from no. Those cases are usually not patients that had in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
doc, I think we'll park it there for today. It is very rare indeed. You know, I don't think this is somebody that I would wish on anyone, honestly. Now that I sit and think about it.
It can be a blessing in disguise, though.
If you want twins, yeah, I guess. You know, but otherwise, no, I would cry. It's like going to the hospital, you're going to give birth to one baby, and they say, oops, no, we think there's another one coming.
I'd celebrate that.
No, I would cry. It's not tears of joy, that one. I can tell you that. It's tears of what happened.
Yeah. But lastly, I'd say in educating women who are trying to fall pregnant, and it's just to know your menstrual cycle,
mm-hmm.
know the last day you had your period,
mm-hmm.
and the beginning of your period. It helps in estimating the dates of your delivery. It also helps in as things like this, that, okay, I know I fell pregnant at this time, and
yeah.
then if things like this happen, if you don't know yourself, you might miss those things. So it's important to know your cycle, the last day of your last normal period, because
mm-hmm.
there's a normal and the one that was abnormal. Normal is when it's 3 days, that's your normal. If you go for 4 days, if it's just a single day, that's not your normal period day. So it's important to know those days.
You know, I think we should schedule a time or another day where we actually speak about that. Very important to know yourself as a woman, know about your menstrual cycle. How many days is normal? How many days is not normal? How do I know now it's time for me to take a pregnancy test? Or how do I know that this might not be pregnancy, something else
exactly
might be going on that isn't pregnancy, and I need to go check it out? A very important conversation, doc.
True.
Yeah, I think we'll schedule that maybe for next week. Very, very important. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.